Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Lakeland Yard and Garden would like to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. Visit us for great gift ideas, fresh-cut Christmas trees, wreaths and garland, collectible ornaments, and more. Happy holidays from Lakeland Yard and Garden.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Grateful for you tuning in as always. Reminding you that my pals over there at visitmississippi.org has it figured out. They celebrate Mississippi like no other. Please check the website out and plan a road trip and enjoy, soak in the hallowed ground we call Mississippi. All right, it's always that time of year to feel good about myself and yourself and your friends and family. It's not the season yet of Christmas. I usually have today's guest on around there to remind us of why we celebrate Christmas and to feel good about it and love your family and friends and really soak it in. But we're a little early, but we can have him on again as usual when that time comes. To recap, he was a big-time South Carolina Gamecock football star in his day, inducted in the 2022 Hall of Fame. Played his professional NFL career for a decade for the New York football Giants, finishing with the Minnesota Vikings. Him and Lawrence Taylor were next to each other for many years. And could you imagine being a ball carrier or being a receiver and having to do a quick slant? I mean, there's no way I would like to be sandwiched between those two guys. His mission, Gamecocks for Christ. Is that right, C? We're changing it to Gamecocks for
Christ?
Yes,
yes. Gamecocks
for
Christ.
I'm paying attention.
You're on it, brother.
Back on in May, looking forward to being there in Columbia, South Carolina. His second calling after football was ministering to children, to adults in need, to folks that need to hear the good word. He is a staple at our Delta Soul charity event where he graces the stage, the golf course. He is a favorite of ours, and we love him like a brother because he is a brother. Please welcome in South Carolina Gamecock Hall of Famer Corey Miller.
It's like the golf slow clap right there. That would be like similar to what the USA probably got the other day. It's like,
woo,
they were just showing up.
Oh man, they almost made the impossible when Cameron Young and then Justin Thomas made those putts. I was going okay, but I mean they had to have 100% of everything happen, and they fell just barely short, a couple inches short on. One putt, and then Shane Lowry, like he usually does in a big moment, took us out. But it was fun watching.
Yeah, I don't know, our good friend. I know you know Jim Ferrick as well, and
yeah,
he's a vice captain, and you know, you start to think like, really, how serious, Stevie, that the USA take the Ryder Cup? I mean, I don't know. I think the Europeans seem to have more fire, at least early. You know, they seem to have fun, and they seem to take it more serious.
Whereas the USA are a little bit loose. It seems like they embrace team sport better. Like our guys are really good on their own, and their guys are really good on their own. But come Ryder Cup time, there seems to be a devout loyalty to this particular sporting event that is bigger than sport for them.
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. 100%, but still, I think, when you're a competitor, you know this from doing it in basketball, you know, from music, there's nothing more competitive than that. it's like I was telling the guy the other day at my church, in my office, I'm very much an introvert, right? and I know how to relax and be cool. Like, we're hanging out eating our chicken wings, and I'm eating it with my fingers, licking my fingers. You eating it with a fork.
Don't you do it. I didn't hear it.
But we still eating chicken wings, right? And the fellowship, and we cool. But when the lights come on, it's just like there's a switch in me. I know when the game was game time, everything about me changed. Yeah. They changed into that ultra competitive mode. You know, same thing with me when I preach. I just, something about being filled with the Spirit and being on that platform and, you know, proclaiming the Holy Scripture, I'm a different person. But then afterwards, I'm back down to just kind of normal. You know, I'm just saying that the lights don't seem to come on for them until it's like desperate, you know, desperation. And then it's too late. And that's what happened to me last week. And I don't know. I would love to see if it's the leadership, because I think, you know, players always take on the personality of their coach, whomever's leading. That's who you're going to be like, if that's the problem. But something is a problem, because it's just too much talent to just get beat however long it is, time after time.
Well, we don't seem to win on the road, but they do every once in a while. And also, you can't not look at the folks that are on that team. I was looking at them individually going, like, how are we favored even if we're on home turf? Because, I mean, come on, Rory, Rahm, Hovland, Lowry. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood, hottest player on earth. I mean, next to Scheffler. But I mean, the bottom line was their team is insane. So, and look, most of those folks live in America most of the year and play on the PGA Tour. So, I mean, who wasn't pulling for Rory McIlroy to win the Masters to complete the Grand Slam? We all were. But then now all of a sudden he's enemy number one. Because he takes it so serious.
Right.
And those New York folks, man, they get out of hand. They get wild. And it was
I know
wild.
A little something about that. I know a little something about that
fan base. Let's talk about New York fans for a minute. Compared to any fans that you've seen in the world, maybe Philadelphia, maybe Boston in their own way, but New York fans seem to be the most unique in spirit.
It's a good word. That's a very nice word, Steve. Unique. Yeah, they are very unique. They are very passionate. They are very loud. They're not going to hold back, whether it's good or bad. I've been in the Giant Stadium in the first half. We're dealing, we're running, we're doing our thing, and then we're getting booed by our own people. Like, I mean, it's not even, I mean, you know, it's kind of like Philadelphia. You know, they throw snowballs at Santa Claus. I mean, they just mean people. You know, they call it the city of brotherly love. Yeah, I think just a northern thing. I mean, there are just so many people that nobody seems to be relaxed, a kumbaya, if you will. You know, it's just, you know, the heartbeat is always high, it's always tense. But they're great, passionate fans. There's no better fan base, man. Like, you go to the MSG, go to the Garden, right? Go to the Knicks game. And they've been terrible for decades. I mean, but they still come out. But they're going to let you hear it if you're not performing at your best. And if you're the enemy, oh, my Lord, you're going to get it. I mean, you know, but that's New York fans. It's New York Jet fans. It's Philadelphia fans. They're not the you know, like down south college football type people.
What about,
you know,
baseball?
Hey, you want something to eat?
You want something to eat. You're not allowed to eat unless you pick it up.
Not allowed
there.
To eat.
Hey,
baseball,
so
Yankees.
Yeah, what about
Yankees?
Baseball?
A little bit more subdued, I think. You know, just because it's baseball. I mean, they get loud. I mean, they love the Bronx Bombers. I mean, you know, they've had better success there than any other sport there in the city.
Because they spend the most money.
They spend a ton of money, and they win, and they get championships. So a little bit different vibe if you go over to Brooklyn and or Bronx, I should say, and watch the Yankees. And I like going over there. It's a great, great ballpark. Not the same as Giants fans. And Jets fans are the worst. And they haven't won anything.
Well, you were, so, I know, but you were going to say that no matter what, because
I'm a Giants. Yeah,
across town, you're a Giant.
They stink. The Jets stink. Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I can see you talking about that in your sermon this weekend. The only negative thing that you will say, let's take a quick break. But before, you know, we grew up Mets fans because our minor league team was the Jackson Mets. We actually saw the 86 Mets play spring training against our Jackson Mets with Strawberry and I mean, it was awesome, man. Everybody, Carter and
Jackson
Dwight
Metro,
Gooden, Dwight Gooden
double,
on the mound.
AAA?
It was insane.
That's a Triple A team.
You know,
double
I can't
A?
Remember if we were Triple A or Double A back then. I'm pretty sure that it was. I always thought we were one step from major, but maybe it was Double A. We're the Braves now. I don't know how that all happened, but it happened a while back. But growing up, you know, a Mets fan was because of the Jackson Mets. Corey Miller is my guest today. Hall of Famer, South Carolina Gamecock football special man. Appreciate the good word. We'll be right back. I'm Steve.
Gonna be good. Love.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Tis the season to be spending lots of dough for holiday gifts, and there are ways to maximize your credit card rewards while spending away. Putting your holiday shopping on a rewards credit card lets you earn valuable rewards for your purchases. The best time to earn a credit card welcome offer is when you know you have upcoming expenses. If you apply and get approved, it will likely offer a sign-up bonus with a spending requirement. And check your credit card shopping offers. Many credit card companies like Chase, American Express, and Citi provide targeted card offers to their cardholders, which they can use to save money at various stores and retailers. Another way to get extra rewards is to use shopping portals and rewards credit cards while shopping simultaneously. An online shopping portal is a website, app, or browser extension that gets a commission when it sends shoppers to a retailer's website and they make a qualifying purchase. The shopping portal will share that commission with you as cash back or another type of reward. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The best made to...
Visit Mississippi.org, times 7. That's the number I'm giving. I want you extra, extra, extra large. Visit Mississippi.org. Celebrate your Mississippi. Today's guest spends a lot of time here over the last 14 years. He has been here every year, helping us raise money for the arts for kids because that's what's in his heart. We talked about him the other day. We were saying we've never met anybody bigger. Like, he's the biggest guy we've ever met in our life. I mean, pound for pound, size for size. Who would even think about it? I wouldn't think about it. Anyway, I'm glad he's on my team and on my side. And like six of me could hide behind him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could stack me up, you know, put me side by side, lay me down straight up in the air. Maybe, I don't know. All I know is you wouldn't see me. There's some questions I wanted to ask you that are sort of stock, and I don't think I've ever talked to you about stuff like this. Like, and you're not one to boast. I see your whole body of work when I talk to you, and you move on. You've moved past football, although you spend time with football and analyzing it there, and you still have a love affair for it. I know you're not one to kind of brag on the past. I never hear you talk about it. But can you talk for a little bit about what you feel like were your career highlights, college and pro?
Good question, Stevie. you know, I was down at the university a couple of weeks ago, and they did a video shoot of us. They picked out 12 legends of the football team to send a message to the current team. And you know, I'm like, they're like, do you have any highlights? I'm like, highlights, bro? You talking about the 80s? Like, I don't know. You might find something on YouTube or whatever. I don't know. I remember when I went to college, man, you know, we had just a blank wall, and then there was a reel. You watch a tape on the reel, and it breaks. You got to tape it back together. But anyway, they found some, man, unbelievable. They found some highlights, me against North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Georgia. But that Georgia game reminded me, is at Sanford Stadium back in 1988 or 89, I can't remember what year. Man, it was like, you know when you get into a zone and you just can't, it was like, man, I couldn't be blocked, I couldn't be stopped. I mean, every run play I'm in on it, every pass play I'm sacking, I'm hitting the quarterback. And that might have been the greatest game, college football game that I ever played. Like, it was just unstoppable. And they had some of those highlights, man. And it just brought that memory. Gave me chills now. It's like, you got 80-something thousand, you know. I don't know if you watched the game Alabama-Georgia last
Saturday. We did.
That, I mean, that atmosphere is amazing. This was like a 3 o'clock game. But But it's an amazing atmosphere. But that was the greatest game ever, man. I think I had 16 tackles, 2.5 sacks. I mean, goodness, it was just like, yeah, it was like one of them crazy days, man.
Hey, Corey, stop for a second there before you get to some other highlights. Mm-hmm. What do you think happens? I mean, you're still, it's not like you're playing tennis and there's one other guy on the other side and you get a zone. They lose confidence and there ain't nothing you can do. It's not like you're one-on-one with one person on the basketball court and you start using them and you start hitting every shot and you just don't even remember it. I get the zone. But on a football field, there's all these different people coming at you. And depending on the play, right, who's blocking you here, who's doing this, how do you get in a zone in football like that?
That's a good question. That's a better question, actually. But I don't know. I think, you know, when sometimes, Steve, you play a team that runs an offense that sets up for what you're doing, right? Like I was playing defensive end. Georgia was a heavy run, two-back offense, tight ends. They run to the strong side, which is my side. Like I just had, based on their offense, I was going to have many, many opportunities to make plays. And so that's the one thing. And then you know that they, because just Georgia, right? They don't back down because you haven't, they ain't going to run away from you like, you know, they do today. They're coming at you. And, man, it just, they kept running plays at me and I kept busting them in their mouth, bro. I kept, they were trying to block me with this tackle. He had no chance. I mean, it was just like no chance. I'll speed the power. I'll speed running him with the rip. I'll spin on. I mean, it was just like, you just get into this thing, man, like basketball. You know what I'm saying? In basketball, like Steph Curry, sometimes, I mean, you feel it so good. You just throw it up there, brother. It's like nothing but the bottom. Right?
And no,
you know what I mean?
No form, no nothing. It just
no
jacks
form,
it
no
up.
Nothing. And then that was kind of like me in that day, man. Didn't matter what I did, I was going to fall in on a play. But that was the greatest game that I've played in college. But likewise in the NFL, it's always the Redskins. So like they did things that set up for what I played, strong side, outside backer. They like to run off tackle plays. I got my first sack against the ugliest man in the world. You might have met Joe Jacoby at one of our golf events. I mean, he had the biggest head. He's the ugliest dude to ever play the game of football. It should be a record. And but yeah, man, it's just amazing. My boy Fred Stokes, that we talk a lot here lately. He's a pastor as well. We talk about them old days, man. It's just you get in the zone. But the Redskins always had great games. It's like you play a team, like you just knew it, like you were going to have a great game, and it was no doubt about it. And that for me was the Washington Redskins. And so Georgia and Washington, it seemed like every time I played them, because I played them every year of my career that I played, I was going to ball out. And I remember those, too, like yesterday, man. They were great games.
Wow. Talking to Corey Miller right now, Hall of Famer, Gamecocks, South Carolina. Don't get it all twisted, folks, because he is, I'm telling you, he bleeds Mississippi. I know he does. He loves coming here. He loves all our folks here. All our folks love him. Special guy has become one of my dearest friends. All right, Corey, challenges. What was the most challenging aspect of being an NFL player in your day?
Probably having money in your pocket and playing football, you know, because I never had any. Right. Yeah. So you go now, you're playing a game that you love, that you would probably play for free. I remember Brett Favre said it. He's like, man, I love this game so much that I would play it for absolutely free. And that's the kind of mindset you develop, right? Because it's so fun, the camaraderie, the locker room, the travels, you know, the eating together as a group of men. I mean, to go out to fight for one common goal, one common purpose. Didn't matter what you look like, where you're from. Even back in the 80s, we got along better than anybody. We were a team, we were one. And then now you go and it flips, Stevie. It becomes business. You know, it becomes, okay, contracts. It becomes from amateurism to, you know, to now a professional.
Does that put added pressure on you, you think?
Yes, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure because you can get caught up in the numbers. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Steve, that never played a down in the National Football League. Got a chance. They went to training camp but could never make it because they got caught up in the numbers. Some of them didn't have extended careers because of where the numbers. They might have been drafted so high, and their salary and all those things. It's a lot of stuff that goes into that. And one thing I had to learn was how to be a player that made it longevity. And O.J. Anderson, who was a Super Bowl MVP, great friend of mine. You know, those guys back in the day, those older guys would teach you right? How to be a pro. And you coming from nothing, from college, from zero to, you know, with a lot of money. You ever have $150,000 in your pocket in New York City in the, you know, early 90s, man, in limos and, you know, Dom Perignon and Moet. And they, you got that lifestyle. You got everybody that's chasing you, wanting you, touching you, pictures. You know, you're hanging out in these clubs with stars that you see, you know. Yeah, man, I'm talking about like stars like I used to watch with my grandmother. All my children and General Hospital, these, like the stories, they call them the stories. You remember the stories?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Erica, whatever her name was, she was beautiful. I mean, I'm in these clubs, bro, with these people that I used to sitting on my little black and white TV with the antenna, with the aluminum foil on the thing. There's somebody to stand there and hold it. So
and you're walking in those places and you look like a mountain.
I'm from Page, South Carolina, bro. And now I'm walking in the same place with these folks. Right. So you can get caught up into that. So the hardest thing is, how do you not get caught up into this lifestyle? Right. So a lot of guys don't make it in New York, especially because of that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They care more about the partying, the women, the fame, all the stuff that's happening, and then their work ethic and everything. So that was the biggest transition. I mean, how do you keep going? Because the better you get, the more money you get, the more parties, the more of that lifestyle you get to. The more opportunities, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, so to me, that's the hardest thing. How do you stay focused?
Well, let's talk about how you stay focused on the backside. Corey Miller Hall of Fame, South Carolina Gamecocks, inducted in 2022. Former New York Giant for many years and dear friend for many years of mine and Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org. We ought to actually have a trail marker of Corey Miller in Mississippi now. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with the best Corey Miller. Thanks.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guarantee Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
From the Seabrook.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Here we go. Corey Miller's hanging out at Starbucks in one of the ones that didn't shut down. Sorry about that. In Columbia, South Carolina.
They all running around here, bro.
They're all running. That's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Corey has to have his coffee, and I've got to have visitmississippi.org. Been a partner of mine. Love everybody over there. And there's going to be a great celebration of the birthplace of America's music. B.B. King, his 100th birthday. Everything going on at the Rose Bowl afloat that Rochelle and the team over there at Visit Mississippi they got it rocking, and the Muppets and Jim Henson and the magic of him, born in a hospital in Greenville, Mississippi, raised in Leland, Mississippi. BB raised and loved Indianola, Mississippi, where his museum is. Don't even get me started. Go to visitmississippi.org. Corey, I had some chicken wings 2 days ago, and I did eat them with a fork. And I'm telling you, it was not messy, and it was a beautiful thing. The rake. I'm going to teach you how to eat a wing with the rake. Come on.
The rake.
It's the rake.
I already know what that is. You take the fork and then you go and you bring it straight down on the wing.
Yeah, man, you get the whole thing as you go. And
I'm sorry, Steve, you're not going to sell me on that one. it don't work that way, bro.
That's the funniest thing I ever saw. I didn't think anybody was paying attention. I mean, this was late night. It was like late night food, and all of a sudden you were
night.
Talking.
It was draft
and you,
night.
You saw me.
It was draft
me.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah, it was draft night. You saw me, and you stopped and said, wait a minute. I mean, you were offended, you know?
I was. I mean, it's like, how could a grown man like Steve Azar, I don't have to be me until Monday, take a fork and eat a beautiful, designed, fried, crispy, double crisp chicken wing. Like, you know, so the rake is taking the end of that flat because, you know, I like flats. You know what the flats are?
I like the drums.
You know, see, we got to, Lord in Jesus' name, help my brother. He is so confused right now that we got to rebuke that. So you take that flat, bro. And you take your teeth and you just get it to the end of it and then bite down on it and then fall out. And it goes between that flat and there you get the whole one swipe, whack.
I proved to you I could do it.
You did do it.
But I feel like it's fattening. I like to get the meat and the flavor and I kind of work around it a little bit and I keep away the calories. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense, does it?
They really don't. I mean, you're not going to, any kind of like, listen, there's a certain thing that is there's an art. Thank you. The Lord's helping me today. There's an art that comes with eating a chicken wing. So you got to go, listen, you just go on YouTube, man. I'm looking at your nice studio room, your office. I mean, I'm sure you got a big monitor right there. Just pull it up, The Art of Eating Chicken Wings.
I watched you do it. I get
nobody
it,
better than me. I mean, nobody better.
You look like a monster eating the chicken wing. Well, you are a monster, but you're a beautiful monster. Real quick. Okay. Let's move on. You talked about focus. We've discussed this many times. You have been very transparent, very vulnerable about the aftermath of football. So how does one adjust after life in the NFL and transition into the regular world?
The hardest thing that if you're ever a pro athlete and a musician, when you have accomplished something at the highest that you can ever go, where do you go? Think about it. If you've gotten to the mountaintop, there's nothing higher than the mountaintop. where do you go? Normally, you fall down. How do you not fall down? So the thing will be, how do you stay up on top of that mountain? Instead of, you can't get any higher, but you can't stay up there. Not many from an athletic standpoint, but just from a mindset standpoint. So, you know, for me, it was hard. I went, you know, it's well documented, my struggles to suicide thoughts, to all the things that the reason why I'm preaching today. It was my faith. It was words that were spoken over me. It was prayer, generational prayear that kept me. You hear stories of athletes that they don't make it. They are it's suicides. They're in jail. They just fall off the cliff. They fall off the mountaintop because there's the foundation, Steve, is not solid. And their house has been built on sand, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that sand has been fake hope, fake promise, fake joy. And as you know, that is getting to the top, you know, being on TV, playing in the National Football League, playing on the biggest stage in music, you know, singing before thousands of people, playing before thousands of people, and you build your hope, your trust, your life about that. And then when it's gone, it's like a rug is pulled from under you and you fall. And you can, a lot of people can't recover. Mental issues, anxiety, you know, all the different things that comes along. It's the biggest trick of the enemy in this world, that fame and fortune and money is stability in your life. And it isn't. It's divorces, it's destroyed families. It's all of these things happen as a result. But the only thing that saved me, the only thing is faith, is really just surrendering everything, to the Lord and just understanding that I can't make it on my own, that I need him, that I need something that's solid like a rock, that my foundation won't crack. And that foundation was Jesus Christ. And I tell people this all the time. I tell young athletes all the time. I tell older men this all the time, that their hope is based on the wrong stuff. Their hope is based on politicians and politics. Their hope is based on how much money in their bank account. Their hope is based on how many good-looking women they can be with. Their hope is based on, you know, all of these different false narratives that's going to cause them to fall very, very far from that mountaintop. And it's the thing that I preach on in my church today, being a pastor now. Again, it's the thing that I speak to young men about. It's the thing that I speak to people, everybody that I come across that are listening, bro. I'm trying to tell them that listen, they are going to fall far off this mountaintop, and some of them will never recover because of their lack of faith. And so that's the only thing, Steve, that kept me, man, and it's keeping me today.
You had a reawakening, though, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, you had a place and a time in your life where you said you felt so low. There was, you've never been there, right? You were scraping the bottom. And then
bro, it's like, you know, you get to the bottom of a good old pot of food and you still trying to get what, you know.
Taking the middle off the pot.
Whatever. Yeah, man, that was me, bro. I was scraping. You know, listen, I talked to two high schools football teams last week, and that's the thing that I was talking about. It's just, man, sometimes Nick Saban said this, don't waste your failure.
I like that. So what does that mean? Exactly.
That means, you know, he talked about when they lost games, you know, Alabama playing Vanderbilt this week. Well, last year they lost to Vanderbilt. You know, anytime Nick Saban lost a game that they shouldn't have or they failed in the game, he would tell them, don't waste this, right? Meaning learn from it, grow from this, get better because of this. And that's what he was telling them. Don't waste it. Don't let this failure pass you by. And that's the thing with my life. It's like you fail, grow from it, learn from it, be better from it. Use it to prepare yourself to that next level. See, God sometimes allow us to fall in the pit. There's a man in the Bible in Genesis by the name of Joseph, and Joseph's own family turned against him because Joseph told him, hey, I had this dream that one day I'm going to be over you guys. You know, his brother's like, what? You're going to be a what? No, that ain't going to happen. We're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, they knew they couldn't kill him. So what they decided to do was throw him in that pit. Well, he went through some horrible situations in that pit. Then he was thrown into jail because he was falsely accused. Through life, he was at the bottom, but God used his failure to promote him to second in place. To become governor one day. And his own family had to come back. So that dream he had, he was right. There was a mass famine, and they needed food. And guess who they had to turn to?
Yeah,
Joseph, brother. So God didn't allow that failure to be wasted. So even what you're going through, you might be going through something. This is for somebody, Stevie, that's going through a hard time, they're struggling. Don't waste your failure. Get better. Let it prepare you to a place where the Lord wants you to be. And I'm telling you, he'll do it. And he did it for me, and I'm loving it today. But I'm drinking Starbucks. God has not let my Starbucks close around me because he know I need it. And
you come here, I'll make you a cup of coffee. We got the machine, we grind the beans, and it's a beautiful thing. Let's take a quick break with my beautiful pal, the one and only pastor of pain, Corey Miller.
Corey Miller,
visit Mississippi.org. Check it out.
Catfish, baby, catfish.
Catfish is catfish on the table. Corey Miller in the air. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I'm Steve Azar.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first served. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Ooh,
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of...
You're my first morning light.
We got a short segment left. I got my dear pal, Hall of Famer, Corey Miller on the phone. I could imagine being an athlete coming around anywhere on the field where he was, the blind side or whatever. I'm telling you, I felt a lot better in the stands watching him, and that's where I belonged. But there are a lot of people that had to deal with the pain that was going to be predetermined ever since before it ever happened. Visit Mississippi.org and then find the wonders of our beautiful Mississippi and take a road trip with your loved ones. I'm telling you, you'll love it. Corey has been to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. He loved it. Pearl River Resort, our good friends over there. We got mutual friends. And is a piece of Mississippi that is absolutely stunning. Check it out. All right, Corey, let's talk about one thing here, inspiration. So before college, during college, your pro career, and then after, I know who your inspiration was, the good Lord, after it all was said and done, and your Savior. But tell me about mortal human beings that really made a difference in molding you, especially through the tough times. And you look back and go, man, without those people, I would have never gotten anywhere.
Wow. Yeah, there were so many men, Stephen, in my life that other pastor friends, leaders, people in my men's group, that really stepped up. People, if I said their name, you know, it wouldn't mean anything to anybody, right? Because you'd be like, who is that? But there's somebody that the Lord sent to be in my life at that specific time. And it's like their words, you know, it was their comforting words. It was just sometimes just listening. Because see what happened, you know, when you play, and you know this is from the music side, that when you're kind of secluded, being a pro athlete, you're in your own little bubble, your own little world. And the people that's in the so-called normal world, you know, they don't understand you. They don't, and I'm just saying that's your thought process. They haven't been where you've been. They don't understand about going into these places and soap opera stars and movie stars. And they don't understand about riding the limos and being out there on Sundays and 80,000. So you failed to open up. And that was a failure of mine because, I didn't open up because I felt like people couldn't understand me. But when I was at the lowest, when all those people that I thought understood me, that was in the limos with me, that was at the club with me, that was drinking with me and smoking with me, doing those things, when I was going through, they left. They don't pick up the phone. And I tell you this, our boys, as bad as it was, Hootie and the Blowfish was, those guys were probably some of the most supportive people I had going through divorce, losing millions of dollars. You know, in such a bad place, you know, anxiety, fear, suicide, all that stuff. It was them that kind of said, come on, bro, hang out with us. We with you. We're family. So I would really just, even though it wasn't the scripture, wasn't the godly thing at the time, but just being a friend and supportive, they were probably some of the best besides my kingdom men, men of the faith. So yeah, man. And you know, that's how I got to meet you. I mean, you know,
yeah,
through all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, the Monday after Masters. You know, Sony texted me today, and he was just checking in. And there's a man of faith that's not, you know, that not only lets you know about it, he sings about it and writes about it. Really great songs. There's one song he wrote about a Sunday that just blows my mind, and sometimes I just have to go listen to it. I told him it's therapy. And very, very all in with.
He's at my church October 16th. October 16th, I'm bringing him up to speak.
He's gonna come speak.
He's speaking, sharing the whole his testimony of overcoming addiction and mental anxiety and all the different things. And, you know, he and I have done a couple of things together, which, Steve, yeah, this is the craziest thing. I can go back and I can remember being at Red Rocks when I flew out to Denver, jumped on the bus after the show at Red Rocks, going to Tucson, Arizona. He and I at the front of the bus with my the bus driver, Bart, who was high as a kite and probably on cocaine, and all of us
all night long,
just like he and I, night after night, whiskey and everything else, women and everything else, is now standing side by side preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Now tell me God won't do it.
Well, it's game time. I appreciate you so much, brother. I love you. And, are we going to be Conference Against Cancer in D.C. again this year together?
I will be flying up. I'm just going up for the day Monday. It's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I might
change my
flight.
You're not going to be there Sunday?
Well, now you going and my man Fred Stokes is going. I'm going to sit there and change my flight to Sunday. Because I'm on sabbatical this week. I've been preaching 5 weeks in a row and then some other preaching in between. So I'm a little burned out. So I took a sabbatical and let the assistant pastor preach so I can go up and play a little golf and hang out with y'all boys. And
okay, well, we'll see.
So now I'm going to adjust. I'm going to adjust now. See, now I didn't know you were going, so now I will change my schedule. I got my friends I hang out with.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Safe.
We'll have some chicken wings together. All right, later on.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Miller, folks, my dear pal, Hall of Famer, South Carolina Gamecocks. Visit Mississippi.org.
About the Rebels, Ole Miss, go Ole Miss.
Even State and Ole Miss, both, man. We almost were two schools undefeated.
They finally got some football down there in Mississippi.
Come on. Trinidad Shambliss. Oh, my God, what a story. Insane. You know, it's like somebody going from the Corn Ferry Tour, this kick and tail, to the PGA Tour. They just kicked tail. This kid came from D2, was kick and tail, and he hasn't skipped a beat. It's fun to watch. Proud of our schools here in Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org, birthplace of it all. I'm Steve Azar. We've been with the wonderful Corey Miller. Later on,
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Bless you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.